I share with you at the start always something from the book of Revelation. Only on this Sunday, as a regular Sunday, from almost the last verse of the Bible, not a doxology as I do with stuff earlier in Revelation. Today, an invitation and a promise, one of the rare times the Spirit is mentioned in Revelation. Listen, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Indeed, the scriptures that have that life on which we meditate today are from the appointed gospel for today. It's John chapters 15 and 16, select portions there, and I'm going to be even more select, but also include two verses from chapter 14, all of which have a common denominator. Listen carefully. Let me get to it. The night before he died, Jesus said, first of all, in John 14, 16, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. Later on in verse 26, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. And then we did hear from chapter 15 at its end. Jesus said, when the helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And finally in chapter 16, we heard, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. If I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Indeed, in Christ's name, from those verses, did you hear him? Four times in the Gospel of John, a special title is used. It is the sermon title today, a funny word. It's actually in one of our hymns in the hymnal we sang at 8:30. Paraclete! Now, you didn't hear that word in the verses I just read, but it's there in Greek. And I know, sometimes it becomes tedious when this pastor, if not other pastors too, bog down sharing Greek or Hebrew. But this one's important. It's not just a little technicality. That is a title of the Holy Spirit. See, kids, I told you that picture would be up there. A title of the Holy Spirit. It's translated here in the English Standard Version each time as helper, but in other versions you'll see it as counselor or comforter. There's also another way it's translated in the Bible I'll get to at the end of the message today. It's a loaded word, it really is. That's why that one hymn and at other times, we simply don't try to translate it. We just use a transliteration, kind of make an English word, paraclete. I will share a little Bible study here at the start to give you the idea of its meaning. I do have resources whereby I can count, and you can access these too. The title like this, Parakletos, really only occurs these four times and one more five times in the Bible. But as a verb, it is most prominent in the New Testament. 109 times it occurs. As a noun, 29 more times, almost 150 times in the Bible it occurs. And let me share just two instances. I think you'll get the idea. 2 Corinthians, the opening of Paul's letter here, has this word repeated, I didn't count these, over half dozen, maybe close to a dozen times. You can't miss it, both verb and noun. Listen, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And he goes on and repeats it a bunch of times. That's the word. Paraclete, parakaleo, the verb. Comfort. That's how it's translated, at least, but it can also be translated as exhort or this one. 1 Corinthians or 1 Thessalonians has it a couple of times. Chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians 4, by the way, at the end, you can write this down. If you need a verse or section of verses to share with someone not understanding what happens when believers die, this is the classic section starting in verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, Paul writes, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep." That's not a euphemism. That's what happens when we die. Our bodies sleep and our souls go to God, but I won't go into detail. "So that you may not grieve as others who have no hope." We grieve, but we have hope. He goes on to say, "We believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep." And there's more. Read it. 1 Thessalonians 4. But at the very end of this section comes the word. He says, "Therefore, encourage one another through these words," with these words. Encourage. Encouragement in chapter 5, he does it again. I'm going to come back to this. He says, "Therefore, encourage one another." And he gives a parallel. "And build one another up, just as you are doing." So encouragement is part of the connotation. Comfort, consolation, encouragement, exhortation. I reprinted on the back of my insert today an article I wrote a year ago after Pentecost. And it has even more translations today. The whole message will cover this. Literally, the word is composed of two parts. A preposition and then the main stem, parakletos, paraclete, paraclete. I will tell you as an aside, since we don't have communion, a little extra time for a pastor's story today. Some of you know that part of my pastor's life is naming my pets after people in the Bible. That's what happens in a pastor's family, right? We had two dogs, real quick, that were named Chloe and Prisca, companions of the Apostle Paul, and on. I won't bore you with details, but we also did it with our fish. Yeah. Before we had children, we had to wait a few years before Hannah came along. Our children were our fish and invertebrates in our marine tanks. We had saltwater tanks, and they were huge and big. They filled the whole wall of our living room, and we spent a lot of time and money on those. And I started to name our fish after people in the Bible. You can guess. Our first two fish were named Adam and Eve. Yeah, of course. We had a striped fish we named Isaiah 53, "By his stripes we are healed." We had to reach on some of them. But the ones here, We had two damsels that were kind of pale in color, kind of a pinkish pale, and they look like ghost fish. So I named one Para and the other Cleet. Paraclete, the Holy Ghost. To define those two parts of the word, para means alongside of, and kaleo means to call, to come alongside and speak and talk. It can be to comfort or console or to encourage and exhort. It's more of the action to be alongside. It is the function of the Holy Spirit to come alongside you in your life through the scriptures, we said 2 weeks ago, and through the sacraments at your baptism, and to call and speak to you. Just come alongside. Especially since Satan is speaking the opposite. You know, in the ancient world, this parakletos was a word used of a defense attorney. Someone who would counsel you. That's where we get the idea of counseling. Would counsel you. And even, we'll get at the end, represent you before the judge. Satan is the prosecuting attorney, right? The accuser, the adversary. He is whispering his lies in your heart. Saying, oh, that sin isn't so bad. Don't worry about it. You don't need to repent out loud. You don't need to confess it to the person you hurt. It's a lie. Or when you do feel your guilt, he lies and says, oh, that's sin. That's bad. God can't love you now. It's going to wreck your life. That can't be forgiven. It's a lie. When you look around at the world and problems, Satan lies, it's a mess, there is no hope. Lie, lie, lie. The Holy Spirit comes with the truth. He's called the Spirit of Truth to speak the opposite. Confess your sins one to another. Try it. See what happens when you really repent of your sin. Your sins are forgiven. On the insert, my favorite verse, Romans 8, verse 1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He died and paid for that sin. And despite this world's death and decay, words in our prayer today, there is sure and certain hope, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. The Spirit comes alongside to you. Indeed, to use the words of our Lord, to point you to Jesus in all those things. Did you hear the different ways here in our text? Jesus said, he will bear witness about me twice. Earlier, he said, he will teach you all things. He will bring to your remembrance what I have told you. Later on, he will glorify me. That's the Spirit's function, always to point you to Jesus and his word. And indeed to Jesus, doing the same thing for you. There is one other place in the New Testament where the word is used as a title. As a title, we just had it here at St. Paul 3 weeks ago in a sermon series on 1 John. There is a typo in the bulletin I correct on the screen. 1 John 2 verse 1. 1 John 2 verse 1, John writes, my little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Same word. Parakletos. Paraclete. And there you see, an advocate before the judge. But here it's not the Holy Spirit. Let me finish the verse. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's the payment, propitiation for our sins. Jesus is doing this for you. Think of all his work. Can be summed up with this title. He came alongside you, the very Son of God, eternal, into time, into Mary's womb, human being. He says, I got this. I got you. I got your sin. He took it upon himself to the cross and took it away. He rose from the dead and he's got his arm around you saying, you will rise too and be with God forever. Where I am, you will be, he promised. And you've got that role too. I said this word is just so prominent in the New Testament. It may be, haven't counted this yet, the primary word along with love and others describing your life as a follower of Jesus. You bring comfort and encouragement. You come alongside people. Was it 2-3 weeks ago? We had from the book of Acts, the story of Philip and the Ethiopian. Acts chapter 8. Philip was told just to do this. Go over and join the chariot. Some translations read, come alongside the chariot. That's all Philip was called to do. You too. Just come alongside people. He asked a question. Do you understand what you are reading? The man started asking questions. He came, was brought to Jesus, was baptized together in the church. Most important is that we come alongside each other. We meet and talk. We listen. We ask questions. In your daily life, whether it's with your family or job or school, at Walmart, just come alongside people. God does it all through you, indeed, the paraclete, by the power of the paraclete. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.